This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Another measurement for COVID-19 is being discussed more often. It's called the reproduction rate, or the estimated number of people a confirmed patient infects. Medical College of Wisconsin President and CEO John Raymond explains.
So, for example, if the reproductive number is 4, it means that one infected individual, on average, can pass the infection on to 4 other people.
Dr. Raymond says in early March, the reproduction number in Milwaukee was 5. He says it's been at 1 for the last several weeks due to more social distancing and people staying at home. He calls that a steady state or equilibrium.
So what does that mean for us when we begin a smart restart of our economy? I think quite simply, it means that we'll all need to maintain diligent adherence to social distancing if we want to avoid a surge of cases.
Raymond told the Greater Milwaukee Committee that ideally the reproductive number for COVID-19 would be less than 1, so the pandemic would start to fade away. A paper published by the Centers for Disease Control last year said the reproduction number must be applied and discussed with caution in research and practice, and noted key variables like the severity of each COVID-19 case. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.